Construction on Newmarket's newest emergency housing facility is underway as dignitaries broke ground on the redevelopment of Kevin's Place November 29. Housing charity Blue Door is tearing down the existing 12-unit emergency and transitional housing facility at 835 Gorham Street, replacing it with 14 stacked townhomes that could accommodate families. Officials from all levels of government and other partners attended to witness the start of construction years in the making. Blue Door CEO Michael Braithwaite said the organization is doing its best to address the housing issues in the community. "This project, 835 Gorham Street, is a big swing, but it's one win that's needed of many. It's a start, 14 stacked townhomes, in place of one small home that was never built for the purpose we used it for," Braithwaite said. "We have to take greater swings, and we're going to do that. Blue Door is dedicated to this." Blue Door said the new 14-unit version of the home will ensure accessibility, provide upgraded facilities, and have expanded support services. It initially pitched the proposal in early 2023, with the town approving a Ministerial Zoning Order, MZO, to speed it up. The province approved that zoning order in July 2024. Braithwaite recounted how Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy was on it to help push the MZO forward. She thanked Blue Door for its efforts and noted the province would be supporting the project through an Ontario Trillium Foundation grant. "I am very happy that we were successful in moving the project to this point by ensuring the ministerial zoning order was approved. And, yes, there were quite a few phone calls over the past year plus, but they're all worth it. Look where we are today," she said. "It truly takes all levels of government to bring a project like this to fruition." Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen said the project is funded in part by a contribution from the federal Reaching Home, Canada's homeless strategy. He said the redevelopment is important for the community. "For many years, I drove by Kevin's Place, and I saw the way that it contributed to keeping people off the streets and finding them a nice, warm place to stay for the night," Van Bynen said. "But what we're celebrating today is that we're taking it well beyond that." The development is drawing on several funding supporters, including York Region, United Way Greater Toronto, J.P. Bickle Foundation, Home Depot Canada Foundation, Magna Community Fund, Hockey Helps the Homeless, and the Newmarket Rotary Club. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said these are the days officials work for. He said it is an example of how things need to get done, but there is a need for more housing to come. "I don't want to be the mayor of a community where there are people that are unhoused, where people walk down the street and see somebody on a bench and go, well, we're doing the best we can. I guess that's just the way it is. That's just not acceptable," Taylor said. "Being housed in a safe environment is a right. It's a human right, and we have to strive towards that much, much harder than we are right now. Today is a day to celebrate, but there's a lot of work to be done." Braithwaite has previously said the construction process is estimated to take 18 to 24 months. You can find more information on the project at bluedoor.ca.